We never did agree on Barney Clark who owed who what, but one of the things we did agree on was a well-deserved tribute
award
to us.
Well, we've gotten a lot of tributes over the year, but none of them made me cry the way that Oscar did.
You know, everybody in this business, in showbiz, just dreams of a moment like this, and we were lucky enough, as a result of coming to QMF, lucky enough to have it, experience it, be
Monday
there.
Night, April 11th, 1983. There we were, Beverly Hills, California, the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
Partying, rubbing elbows with the elite.
I couldn't believe this. We were nominated for an Academy Award for Best Docudrama, for a...
Best Morning Radio
Program.
Miniseries. With,
that never had any bits prepared.
Prepared bits, that was it.
I believe was the category, and... We won, but we weren't on television because apparently some Alpo commercial came on or something.
Yeah.
Some guy before us got up and made one of those long acceptance speeches,
yeah.
And they went to commercials and gave us our award while the spots were running.
So unfortunately, you folks here in Louisville didn't see us get the award and name you personally for it, but that's what happened.
Here's the tape from Tuesday, April 12th, where we're broadcasting live from Beverly Hills, and we're telling you all about the award we'd received the night before.
What a moment.
Roll that tape for us, will you? This is what happened last night. You were watching an Alpo commercial or something. I don't know what, but this was our acceptance speech on stage.
This is the way it went down. We won the Oscar. Thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are the ones that made it happen.
All of you. Here it is. Roll the tape.
Okay, for the special category, Best Docudrama on a Morning Radio Team That Never Has Any Bits Prepared, and the winner is... Rod and Terry!
Thank you
very much.
Thank you all.
What a thrill this is for us.
This is a big moment.
Oh, geez.
We got so many people.
We really do. Thank you all.
My mom and dad.
Hi, everybody back home. We're here.
My cat, Molly, and all the people on my block.
This statue right here belongs to all of you back home in Louisville.
Yeah, you guys won this. We didn't win it by ourselves. You guys won this, all of you.
You're the stars.
Each and every one of you
personally
in the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion.
We are thrilled to be up here.
So we want to thank everybody back at home. They're the important people. They're the ones who made us who we are.
They sure are. Thank you, folks.
We want to take the Louisville phone book and
thank all of you, one at a time, starting with Dale Aberg,
Calvin Aaron,
Larry Aaron,
Luther Aaron,
Ralph Edward Aaron,
Thomas Aaron,
Tyler.
Well, that's all the people. Oh, boy, were those magic moments.
Yeah, they sure were, and hopefully you got to hear your name. If you're in the phone book, you were mentioned.
We popped in and out throughout the morning trying to get to you somehow, getting your name on the air. They went on and folded up the chairs in the arena, and the cleanup crew came in and started sweeping. We just kept on reading. We were going to get every name in there.
Didn't appreciate that attitude. Those big celebrities, big, you know, hot shots, and a couple of local yahoos was the way they were treating us. Yokels from Kentucky, and it was ridiculous. Can you guys hurry it up, wrap it up here, and let's, you know...
Thanks a bunch.
Yeah, the hell with all of them. Hollywood.
Well, the Oscar didn't get us the national recognition that we wanted. We had our brief fling. You saw our butts as we walked off stage, mm-hmm. our backs to the camera. Mm-hmm. When the commercial ended, you know, our award was over. But a certain Governor John Y. Brown tried to help us land a national gig by...
What a guy.
Stroking us on national TV. He appeared on Good Morning America back in July.
We hated to see John Y. have to leave the governorship. He's been such an integral part of our program.
Certainly has. He and, called us the morning of the Good Morning America appearance.
That's right.
And here it is.
Could be a corn dog caller there. QMF.
Please hold for the governor.
Ah, John Y. John Y. Brown. I didn't know he ate corn dogs. Well, the figures.
My fan is, it's me, John Wilde, the governor.
Yes, sir.
Morning, sir.
Hey, listen, I got a little sad news for you this morning.
What?
You remember several months ago when I called in and said that you would always have the exclusives on everything, you know, and I wanted to release some information, and I would do it indeed on my favorite show, the show with no name?
Yes, sir.
Well, Phyllis apparently a couple of months ago agreed to David Hartman that we'd appear on his show, Good Morning America.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be on there this morning between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. And I didn't want you boys to get wind of that from like somebody else and be mad at me. So I thought I'd call you and let you know up front, beforehand, that we are indeed going to be on Good Morning America this morning. I was just talking about my heart surgery and that thing about the handguns and that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
And I hope you guys aren't mad at me, but
I'm
you're
a little
still,
upset.
You know, like my favorite radio show. And what I'll do to make it up to you is like when David Hartman first introduces us this morning, I'm going to have that picture of you two standing together in my hands, and I'm gonna hold it up on the national TV and point out that these are my favorite radio people.
Oh, that'd be great.
David Hartman will probably ask me something about
that'd be great.
You know, what kind of stuff were you doing while you were in the hospital? And I'll say, well, I was listening to the show with No Name.
All right.
The time.
All right.
So I'm going to hold your picture up.
Thank you.
That's
hopefully,
great.
Hopefully, maybe some big producer in New York will see it and call you and maybe offer you $1 million or something to be on his station.
That'd be great.
Or even if it does play that mud flapper country music or something.
Yes, sir.
So, look, I apologize, fellas.
Okay.
Another thing, too. You think that paisley towel go with that lime green coat that I have?
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank. What's that?
No, baby, I ain't talking to them boys on the radio. Talking to that TV producer. Yeah. Okay,
Boy, he lies all the time.
She wants me to go and plug her curlers in. Look, play some Crocus for me, because I'm getting dressed here.
Yes, sir. Okay,
I'll call you back after the TV thing. And
thank you, John.
Look, I'm sorry, okay?
That's all
right. No problem.
Bye.
Well, he tried.
Swell gentleman, southern gentleman.
Yeah, big supporter of the show, No Name.
Wherever you are, John, why we love you, and we're pulling for you, whatever office you're running for. He's not going to be dog catcher, is he?
No, I don't think so. No, he's going to be president someday.
Big marbles. Big.
Ralston Purina.
The show No Name is classified as an adult broadcast, we must admit. From time to time,
That's
we
true.
Do.
It's true.
Make some blue remarks. And,
well, we like to aim our material at a higher demographic, you know, the 25s and ups.
Because those are the people that we can get dates with off the telephone.
That's exactly right.
When you're
right.
talking to young kids,
that's right.
What are you going to do? You're going to get arrested, see, and you go out with your listeners.
But from time to time, you do have to try to cater to, I guess, a younger crowd. So we've done that, too, on our show.
And we've tried to educate them from time to time. One facet of education, of course, is sex education. Parents mm-hmm. don't like to touch mm-hmm. that anymore.
I'm a parent, and I know what you're saying.
We sanctioned Mr. Art Linkletter, the guy that ran the house party for so many years.
Yeah, kids say the weirdest things.
Darndest.
Was it darndest?
Darndest.
Darndest things.
They never said weird things on Art's show.
Well, not in the 50s, you're right.
Only his daughter said weird things.
Well, she jumped.
Art came in and did an entire series entitled Where You Came From, and here's one of the episodes for you now.
Do you have your kids get up on the days we run these sex education segments on the air?
They're kind of young. My oldest is 7 years old. She doesn't really understand or care.
She's not ready
really.
Yet, huh?
You know,
well, I guess you start that about 12, 13, huh?
Yeah, I've got these on tape. I have been taping each segment. I'm going to put the whole thing together and, you know, possibly maybe a big hit cassette or something we could sell down the road on show with No Name Records.
Good idea.
The new label that we've put together.
If you've got young kids and you don't have the guts to tell them where they came from, Art Linkletter certainly does. He'll do it. Art Linkletter is back with episode number 7, isn't it?
Yeah, this is episode number 7.
The ongoing series of Where You Came From is fascinating stuff. Like you always say, pen and paper is a must here.
Yeah.
Get the kids up near the radio and smack them if they won't pay attention. This is important stuff.
I'm one of those guys I relate to because my kid asked me where I come from, and I told her California.
Yeah, years ago, yeah. Honey.
Hello, this is God. Welcome again to Art Linkletter's tell-all story of creation. On last week's episode, Art discussed the growing problem of guiltless marital infidelity.
But human mothers and daddies like yours usually have different mates every year.
Now, episode number 7 in the Show with No Name sex education series, Where You Came From.
Now, this fertilized egg suddenly begins to grow. First, it divides into two parts. Then each of these two parts divides again. And all the new parts go on dividing and dividing, although they're still attached to each other. Now, this dividing is the way that the egg grows. And also its shape begins to change. One part begins to become a pinhead. Another part begins to become a stomach. Another parts become heart and lungs and legs. And for the first few weeks, this little growing ball of life doesn't really look like anything much at all. Except that at the end of the first month, you're already 10,000 times larger than the first egg was. You have begun to be a living creature, and you need to have food and air and water. How are you going to eat and breathe inside your mother's body? Well, now, here's a very queer thing. The baby, before it is born, does not eat with its mouth or breathe with its nose the way we do after we're out of our mother's uterus. The unborn baby gets food and air from its mother's blood through a tube that is attached to the inside of the mother and to the navel of the baby. Now, every person who's born has a navel. You have one right there in your tummy. It's a little round dimple. I'll bet you call it a pinhead.
Join us next time when Art reminisces about those long summer afternoons he spent all alone in his backyard treehouse. It's the show with no names continuing saga, Where You Came From.
That's true.
And get the hell out of here, man. You're making light of a very serious subject.
I don't care. Yeah, it's payday. You can pick up your check at the front desk.
Get out.
That drummer is such a smart aleck. We apologize to your parents.
You try to do something meaningful and relevant on the radio, and you get a smart aleck, a wise guy. Just pick the snare up and get out of here, will you?
Thank God we fired that bum.
He was let go, yeah. You know, that was a pre-recorded sex education program, so we did have complete control over the content, with the exception of the drummer and the rim shots that he thought were cute.
But now, occasionally a phone call will come into the show that we can't control because of the person on the other end,
mm-hmm.
who will, you talk about sex education, whoo, a 62-year-old tramp that hangs around with rock stars.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records for sleeping with the most rock stars.
What this business can make people do. Weird, weird.
We did corn dog list, too, for this year's, QMF.
Hello, boy.
Evelyn.
Evelyn.
This is Evelyn.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I can't talk very loud, because he's asleep.
Okay.
Right next to me.
Oh,
is it?
Listen, I put the phone over by his nose.
Okay, listen. Oh, you can hear?
Yeah.
Listen.
Evelyn Martin apparently is in Wayne Newton's room.
Do we hear that?
Yeah, we heard it.
He's asleep right next to me.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
That's incredible. You are talking about Wayne Newton, right? That's...
No, it ain't Mr. Wayne Newton himself.
Oh, who is
it? If a girl wants to disrobe in his presence, I understand she's got to earn her way there.
Oh, no.
Work her way up the ladder.
Who are you with?
Evelyn.
So, I'm with one of them fellas that carries equipment.
You slut. You slut. Evelyn.
That's what Wayne tells him to do. You know, after the show, he have to take the stuff back down.
I am ashamed.
And then drive off.
Oh, Evelyn
Martin.
Well, since Wayne will be here for like 3 more days, I figure I'll get my chance tonight or maybe tomorrow.
Evelyn.
But I'm awaiting here for just a brief moment of bliss with Mr. Wayne Newton.
Oh. Larry.
He's waking up here. I better go. I'll see you. Bye.
You tramp.
I cannot.
Oh, that hurts.
I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in that lady.
That is somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother. Wayne Newton, breaking hearts across this country.
What a pig. Speaking of breaking hearts, we're going to break hearts unless we take a 30-second break here and let everybody turn their cassette around.
Yeah.
If you're using a 90-minute cassette, you're at about 45 minutes. It's time to turn it over. So,
a little brief intermission?
Yeah, we won't play any more bits until you can get your cassette turned around. Go ahead. Stop the machine right now. Skitty bye bye. Doo-doo. Want to go out for a brew after the show?
Love to. On you? You buying?
Well, hell no, I'm not buying.
I don't have my wallet. I mean, if we're going to be
Yeah, you pulled that again last time. Got the cassette turned around, put it on play and record. I got press down, check the levels. Yeah, we're at 45 and a half, so,
Bang your head,
doo-doo. Doo-doo, bye-bye. Some crocus? Who does that?
Bang your head.
Oh, is that Motley Crue?
Quite right.
Quite right. Whew.
Yeah.
Oh, we're ready? Engineer says it's time.